A COVID evaluation with no legal powers or powers of compellability approved by Cabinet in the likely final week or weeks of the current government. Criticised here by Majella Beattie, founder of campaign group Care Champions.
We really feel strongly that the inquiry must have teeth, that the chair must be able to compel witnesses, must be able to compel records and documentation in order to be able to properly investigate and see what we did not do well. And, you know, I suppose really we believe and we know that we've got thousands of families across the country who are frozen in time and grief, not knowing what happened to their loved one, and they're going to be no further on.
That's Majella Beattie from Care Champions. Our health correspondent Fergal Bowers is with us. Not an inquiry, Fergal, but an evaluation. What's that?
Yes, well, what the government is committed to is a comprehensive evaluation of how Ireland dealt with the COVID-19 pandemic. It's not a statutory inquiry or a tribunal. It is an evaluation. It's not a commission of investigation. And I suppose it won't have any powers of compellability of documents or witnesses. But of course, there would be an expectation in government that public servants in particular would cooperate with the proceedings. So it won't be adversarial. It won't have lawyers, but it's an assessment, and it's going to be chaired by Professor Anne Scott. She's Professor Emerita of University of Galway. She's a registered nurse, and she has a particular interest in research, philosophy and the ethics of healthcare. And the government has said that other panel members are being identified and confirmed. And the hope is that it should begin some work in a number of weeks.
And how will it work, Fergal? What will it cover exactly?
Well, the terms of reference, they're quite broad, really, but then we don't have huge detail. People will be invited to make submissions. There will be a public consultation element to hear what's said, called the lived experiences of all of society. It's going to look at a period of, from the 1st of January 2020 to February the 28th, 2022. It's due to identify lessons learned regarding health and social care and how the system performed. It's due to give a factual account of the overall strategy and approach and the wider government response and how such pandemics would be handled in the future. So that's lessons to be learned.
How will it establish facts?
That's difficult because it has no statutory powers. It's due to be a factual account. How would it record or deal with or resolve differences? It's just simply unclear at this point in time.
Will any of it be in public?
That's also unclear. It appears, from what I can read, it's mostly going to be in private, but there is that public consultation element. Perhaps there'll be some elements to allow those affected in nursing homes and in other areas give an account of their experiences. But what that's going to mean in practice just simply isn't clear. I mean, one of the big areas you would expect it to examine, and I suspect it probably will, but probably in private, the crucial relationship between the government and that advisory body, the National Public Health Emergency Team,
yes,
which was centre stage. And it's often a quoted phrase that civil servants and advisors advise and that the government decides. Did that always happen in Ireland's experience? So people will pose the question, did the government rely too heavily on a relatively small group of scientific and medical advisors? And what measures did the political leadership take to interrogate the regular NPHET recommendations and include a wider context? Because obviously, as everyone recalls, many people died. It had huge societal impact. Aintu leader Padraig Tobin has said that he has called this evaluation wishy-washy, given the huge societal impact, and that he's saying there should be a full public inquiry.
We saw what happened in Britain and in the North when they looked at how COVID was handled there. Will text or WhatsApp messages between politicians and officials be part of the evidence like it was there?
Well, you'd expect that people will cooperate and provide all the documentation, and Professor Anne Scott will get all the support that she needs. The government is keen to avoid a combative, legalistic, blame game inquiry, so it's more of a fact-finding mission. But just look at the breadth of the area to cover. It is enormous. Did we get the modelling of cases and projected deaths right? Lockdowns, were they too early? Were they too late? Were they too long? The impact of those on people, the ethical considerations for forcing people to stay at home, not allowing relatives visit older people in nursing homes, cocooning older people, the use of language, and some people clearly became frightened by what happened. Excess deaths. Did we have too many excess deaths? Did we have the hospital capacity in ICU? Were we ready for it? Personal protective equipment. Did we have enough masks? Was there a delay in getting those masks? And particularly in nursing homes, the decision to send patients who weren't showing signs of symptoms of COVID in hospital to nursing homes where more infections occurred, and there were many, many deaths. And fundamentally, was Ireland guided by the science? Things like wet pubs, €9 meals, was that really to, you know, dissuade people going out and meeting up? There's such a massive area. This is due to report within 18 months, and that's, you know, that might be optimistic given the scale of what has to be looked at.
Lots of questions. Fergal Barris, thank you. That's our health correspondent, Fergal Barris.